First, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. I've got to start making plans for my Christmas vacation. That way I won't just end up staying home. So I need to start ticking stuff off my bucket list, which is a topic that is discussed on the Musers of the podcast a few episodes ago. So let me run these by you.
Well, it's not our list.
Should I jump out of a plane on Christmas vacation? No. Jumping for Santa. I'll raise money for Santa
Claus.
Jump
with Santa. How about he's your
How about I dress as Santa and jump out of a plane? So I could do that. Rent a stunt plane, you know, obviously like a pilot, and do some stunt flying.
You've already done that.
Hot air balloon. Haven't you ever wanted to ride in a hot air
balloon?
Okay.
No,
well,
never.
You mean the things that power lines attract?
Well, no. I need to go to a place that they haven't run power to yet. Because I'm with you on that. I'm always worried how, for some reason, a tornado always finds a mobile home park and a hot air balloon always finds power lines.
Yes.
Drawn to them. But, so I need to go to a place that doesn't have power lines. But doesn't that seem like a magical ride?
No.
At all?
Again, I'm going to go back to Wizard of Oz. That whole thing freaked me out about from a young age. All of a sudden, you accidentally get stuck in the hot air balloon, and off it goes. And
you land in Oz?
Yeah, no.
Or was it a tornado took her to Oz? Or was the hot air balloon is what the Wizard of Oz landed in Oz about? He was just a man behind the curtain who had landed his hot air balloon.
There was something with the hot air balloon in that thing that went wrong.
And you remember in Lost, there was something about a hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Ben arrived at the island.
At the island.
You can't piggyback on that.
What?
So I could do that. Another experience I'm thinking about is driving a race car.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Signing up for one of those, you know, race car driving schools.
Do that every day?
No, I knew that smart-ass comment was coming.
Yeah, that's
still
the one.
I walked right into it.
That sounds good to me. Of all the ones you've listed.
Another one is to take a knife fighting course.
What?
God.
If I'm ever attacked by ninjas, I need to be able to fight in close quarters with a knife.
You know, one time somebody gave me a pocket knife, and I said, "Ooh, I'll carry this around to protect myself." And he said, "Trust me, the last thing you want to do in a fight is pull out a knife." He said, that can go bad for you very quickly.
You'll lose control of it. They got it all of a sudden. You're like, wait, time out.
He said, you are better off hand-to-hand combat than introducing a knife into a situation like that, unless you really know what you're doing with it.
You know, it's the most, I think, personally, deep in my boozom, I think is the most underrated weapon. You know, everyone goes and gets crazy, wants to get a gun, wants to get trained on it, and I'm not bagging guns. I'm a gun owner.
Rolled up newspaper.
No.
Or
not
magazine.
Not rolled up newspaper, rolled up magazine. It's pepper spray. More people should carry just pepper spray. It's a great point between trying to get away from someone. That's always your try to get out of an argument or avoid an argument, if at all possible. And then, like we were discussing off the air the other day, George was talking about this, some people that he wanted to kill.
What? Don't
now,
say that.
We were discussing about how, you know, it's like even if you do carry a weapon, you don't want to kill anyone, even if they are a bad guy. Even if they're coming at you, it's like the headache that comes from that and the moral upset that you go through about taking another person's life. It's just a horrible thing. So if you can get away with doing pepper spray, that's the way to go.
Yep.
And then walk away like a stunned John Fahey or a bear, wiping the bear spray out of their eyes. You know, with pepper spray, they also put dye in those things, like UV dye. So you can, I guess, see the suspect afterwards. He's got all that color all over him.
Going, why'd you do that, man? I don't understand.
By the way, I got in this loop the other day watching dye bombs go off on Porch Pirates. Have you ever watched some of those?
Dude.
Are those real?
Listen. The way you're talking right now just reminds me of how I spend too much of my free time, which is getting caught in some YouTube loop.
I know. But
watching
if good, you
world's
can't help
funniest
it.
Wedding deaths and
boy, when that woman's looking around and she picks up that package, and all of a sudden confetti and dye go everywhere, and then she's mad and dog cussing the homeowner.
The what?
The homeowner.
Oh. So last night, with all the stuff on my to-do list, you know what got 2 hours of my time?
What?
Watching Cartnarks. Did you ever watch Cartnarks?
No, you've told us about that.
God, that guy is so great.
He's going to get shot.
It's unbelievable how much he'll push people. They're yelling at him and running after him, and he's just getting away from them, rolling on his body camera.
Yeah, he's your all-time hero.
He goes to just parking lots and people who don't return their carts to the cart corrals. He confronts them.
It's so it's a great
funny.
Concept.
It's a great concept, and it always works the same way. He gets on to them, you know, this is not where the cart goes. You can put that. Don't be a lazy bones. And I'm just tired. I need to go. Well, you know, it's okay. You need to go ahead and put the cart back. And as soon as he puts that sticker, he has these magnetic stickers he throws up there that says, I'm a lazy bones. I don't return my carts on their car. They go nuts. People get so territorial about their cars. And I watched 2 hours of that last night.
2 hours?
Wow.
I could maybe see 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, I couldn't do more than 2 hours because I had to watch 3 hours of motorcycle crashes. World's funniest motorcycle crashes. And then before that, it was before that was an hour of animals doing the stupidest things.
Well, that's why you're not going to do any of these things on the list, because you'll spend your days watching Cartnarks.
YouTube's been one of the worst, greatest inventions of all time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I learned how to knife fight in close quarters. No on that, too.
I'd say no on that. Race car is the only one I've heard so far that I would do.
How about run with the bulls during the winter time?
Timing is off.
I'm going to have to rent a lot of bulls.
You're going to miss it by 6 months if you want to go to Pamplona.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have to rent out a different Pamplona.
I've seen the running of the bulls. I didn't run with them, but I watched.
I walked the whole course once.
See anybody get jacked?
No, but I saw a guy try to climb out of the street. It's barricaded with these big fences on each side. And I saw a police officer take out his billy club and beat the guy back down into the street.
What?
It's like once you're committed, they do not don't let you climb out.
I don't understand why we still have running of the bulls. I mean, I get why they did it originally. It was like, okay, it was whenever it started. When did it start? Has it been going on since the 1600s? Or is it more of a recent development?
Let me look it up.
But anyway, a long time ago, we didn't have cat videos on YouTube back then. So you had to do running of the bulls.
Yeah.
But now, how is that not some sort of a nightmare legal situation? Every one of those people sign waivers?
I guess. They must.
Have they heard of waivers in Pamplona, Spain?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But yeah, I've watched...
they're probably pretty vanilla, but yeah.
Tyler, stop the show. I want to give you the opportunity to apologize for that.
I'm not going to apologize for it. It made me laugh.
They do not sign vanilla waivers. Which I believe
okay.
The actual name is Nilla.
It is.
So
always confused
if you were
me.
In Manila
right.
And you signed a waiver, that would be a Manila wafer.
Oh, man.
So you didn't even think about running at all, Junes?
No.
There are safer areas of the course to run in.
That's what they say.
But I guess the goal is to run the whole length of it, which I don't think I could
How
make
far
that.
Is it?
It's like 2.5 miles, isn't it?
Always keep safety in the back of your mind.
It looks like the running of bulls started in the 14th century. I don't have a firm date on when it started in Pamplona. Yeah, we were over there on a bike trip, and we were already doing some risky things on our bikes, and I decided, why take even more risk by putting myself in front of a bull and running? I'm here to ride. not to get gored.
And they don't let you take a mountain bike on that course and get in front of the bulls on a bike.
No. We could not have ridden our bikes
on
that course.
Could you imagine having a twitch wheel in front of a bull?
Imagine you start off in way too high a gear, you forgot to gear down and get twitch wheel. That'd be great. Remember that footage of, it was probably about 10 years ago, some dude got the horn right up the rear and just launched over the fence by
drilling
a bull.
In the butt.
There have been, since 1910, when they started keeping records of the Pamplona Bull Run, there have been 15 deaths.
Mm.
The most recent in 2009.
Indeed. And it seemed like didn't a woe man die one time? Are they all man-mans?
No, these appear to all be men.
Okay. All right, so running of the bulls, that's out because I can't get a Pamplona to reschedule it. So I'll do the hot air balloon. I want to do a knife fight and a hot air balloon.
All right, George, what is the over-under on how many of these he does? Zero?
0.5.
Oh, so you're saying there's a chance.
Everyone's still going to take the under.
I'll take the under. I'll take the under right now.
Yep.
I don't even have to think about it.
You don't think I'll do a knife fight inside a hot air balloon while dressed as Santa Claus?
While running
to raise
with the
money?
No, I don't.
Okay.